She done got tired cooking. Decided she'd go to the country and get on the phone with some white folks. And we went to the country, me and my mother and my sister and my brother. She made a trade with him, go down there and on the phone. And we went down there.
How'd you make a trade with him?
I said, my mother.
Yeah.
Gonna perform that year for him.
I see.
And she had us. We was to help her. You see, she was gonna cook and feed us. Gonna walk 5 miles down there, back and forth, cook for these white folks up in Ruston and put down in Paris to help us farm. We went down there and we made 5 bales of cotton that year. And we picked out 4. Now all of us, we didn't use but $50 that year. And the man put us into a man's store named and we owed him $50 for our grocery bill all that year. Well, we started school. We didn't have a 2 month school then, you see. And me and my brother didn't want to have a day. And the man what we were on the phone with, he said we had to come back home and go to cutting corn stalks and cotton stalk and get ready for farming.
Yes.
Yes. And that's all the time I went.
You went to school, what, 1 or 2 days?
No, I ain't went but half a day.
Half a day?
We had to walk 5 miles and we didn't get there till about 10 or 11 o'clock, you see.
Yeah.
And the man was right there wanting us to go back and go cutting them corn stalks and cotton stalks and get ready for farming, see.
Yeah.
We didn't have 2 months then. School, when my kind was on, I reckon I was about 8 or 9 years old, something like that.
Yeah.
Maybe not so old, see. We were all small. And so, I went to school 5 years since I've been living right here. Night school, but when a man wet on the road every day, he can't, he sleep when night come if he wet on the road.
Yeah.
That's why I didn't learn no more on the night school.
Yeah.
I was. We work all day. I spread the gravel for 4 trucks every day by myself for about 8 or 9 years where the cars and things go away. But then I build bridges. But then I lay rock and I lay brick, different ones. I told them boys when I built this house, yeah, told them put them pillars 7 foot apart. They were gonna let me have all the nails I want here in Ruston. When I got ready to build it, the nation's nail was rationed. And I had to go to Monroe to give me some nails to finish bed. See, they got them 12 foot apart, see, from side to side.
Uh-huh.
Build these behind me, 7 foot apart. Look, behind me there.
Yeah.
I told them when I got back, I said, well, now, I'll start y'all off. At 7 foot apart. When I come back, you got them 12 foot apart. Well, that's the way they was done other places. I said, well, now, I told you 7 foot apart all the way around. Y'all asked me how many bricks I want to start with. And I went to the brickyard and got you 1,500. That's how many you say you want. So dig down to the foundation, on down. I had this level, I'm up there on down, yeah. So y'all take that shovel there and dig it on down. Put them rock at the bottom and start a brick on top. And when I got back, they done changed. Come and tell me that's what you want. I paid them $1.50 an hour.